The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Live from St George's School in Newport, we've got Lisa outside as a co-host. She's come back to her old school and she's meeting some old friends and some students here from the school. Are you still there, Lisa?
Yeah, I am.
And who have you got with you?
What is your name?
My name is Mason.
And what are your hobbies?
My hobbies is karate and youth club.
What karate do you do?
I do karate in Newport as well, around here. It's in Christ the King.
And have you won? Have you won?
It's not really about winning. It's just about getting better at it and self-defence.
That's really good.
Ask him about his belts, because he was telling us about his belts earlier on, and they're all multicoloured, and they mean nothing to me because I'm colourblind.
What belts do you have?
I got a lot of belts. I got purple with white. That's the belt I'm on. Upgraded to brown belt. Brown belt's the most hardest belt to get on, but I got red belt, I got white belt, I think I got green belt, orange, yellow, any kind of belt like that, really. We don't have a blue belt in karate.
But you have a black one, don't you? And is that the one you're working towards?
I'm trying to work towards black belt.
So, when you have the... Because every time you get a belt, don't you have to do three things, and you have three things attached to the belt, is that right?
No.
All right, then.
We just tie it up.
All right, you just tie it up. Isn't there something you have to do something in between belts, and then you get that attached to the belt that you've got already?
No, we just tie it around our waist.
You just tie it... No, the belt itself, you tie around the waist, but isn't there, like, little markings on it? Little ribbons or something that you have to sew on?
No.
Cool. What sort of karate are you doing then? Because my son used to do it. He got a black belt by the time he was 13. And my question is, when you have a black belt, and I think the tags that you get are actually black, how does that show up on a black belt?
The tag is normally on the belt itself. It's not like hanging there.
Right. Okay. And you have to earn those, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing something this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you, what do they call that when you have to, is it a kata?
It's called a kata. It's a set of moves against an imaginary opponent.
Have you been practicing?
Yeah.
Are you confident?
I'm very confident.
Good. Good for you. And, you're confident in getting to the next, level, this coming weekend?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Mason. Have you got any more questions for Alicia?
I'm all right. I'm really proud, yeah.
Yeah, well done. Well
done. Well done.
Is there anybody else out there that we're going to chat to? Because we've got Hayden raring to go. He's got Hayden Attenborough in the studio, and he's got lots of stuff that he wants to talk about. But first of all, who have we got there? Alicia, who's that?
And what is your name?
Katie.
And what are your hobbies?
Dancing in my room.
And do you have pets?
Yes.
What have you got?
A hamster.
And what is its name?
Fudge.
It's just like the cat at school. Do you do animal care?
No.
What do you do?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So, animal care is not on the agenda. Did you do animal care when you were here?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. My favourite part was walking Poppy.
Poppy.
She's a black. She was a black Labrador.
Oh, what? And the black Labrador was at the school.
Yeah.
What class was the black Labrador in then? What lessons did the black Labrador do? I've never asked, well, I have. I've asked you a long time ago. What do you want to do when you, not leave school because you've left school, but what do you want to do eventually?
Well, I do want to stick to my media work and, like, do, like, more YouTube. I media's my passion. I just like to do lots of media work, mostly.
And I know that you've gone from strength to strength with all your media work, and I know that you're doing your own, you've got your own YouTube channel, haven't you?
Yeah.
So there you were a few years back, and, you know, you wouldn't say hello to anybody, and now you're doing radio, you've got your own podcast channel, you're interviewing young people. How incredible is that?
I'm honestly so proud of how far I've come, because I wasn't expecting to become this far, because in the past I've had really, like, bad times, and I just lost everything, and then starting from July or June last year, that's when things really turned ahead, and I started doing things amazingly, and I just felt my life is complete, and I'm at my happiest point now.
Do you know what? I just listening to you then, it just fills me with joy. It really does. It's a really wonderful story that you've, you know, gone to school, you've come to us, you've left school, and there you are, you're blossoming, and I just think that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
We're going to do some more interviews a little bit later. We're going to come inside the studio now because we've got Hayden and Professor Hayden Attenborough, and you've got some interesting facts for us, Hayden, so fire away.
It's on the United Kingdom.
It's on the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
All right.
The area is 24,000... It's 244,088 kilometres.
Is it that big, is it?
Yes.
I'm having to get the mower out later. I'm glad I haven't got to mow everyone else's lawn, because that would take me ages. Go on, what else have you got?
Well, population is 60 million.
60 million? I thought it was a lot more than that. How old's that book? I'm going to check that out, because that sounds a bit low. I think it's 70 million at least, isn't it?
It's 67 million.
Closer to 70. All right, what's next then? What other interesting facts have you got for us?
The capital is London.
The capital is, it is, you're right, correct. Well done. You have a point for that.
The language is English.
Yeah, it is.
The religions are Anglican.
Who?
Are Anglican, Roman, Catholic, and Methodist.
Right, okay. I've learned something.
The currency is the pound sterling.
Yeah, I've not seen one of them for a while.
The main exports are electrical equipment, chemicals, road vehicles, petroleum, and petroleum products.
Petroleum products, right, okay.
And London was the first city to have an underground railway. It opened in 1963 and now serves some... And now serves more than 260 stations.
260 stations. Wow, that is incredible. I never knew that. Go on, what other interesting facts about the United Kingdom have you got for us, Hayden?
The London Eye towers 135 metres over the passengers can... over the River Thames. Over 15,000 passengers can travel in its ports each day.
Really? That many? That is an incredible number. Got any more, or is that it?
The prehistoric stone circle of Stonehenge in southern Europe, in southern England, was built between 3200 and 1000 BCE.
Wow, and that was when Marion was around, and she was only a young girl back then, wasn't she? You're not supposed to laugh at that. You're supposed to... You're supposed to frown at me and say, well, no, and waggle your finger and say, no. But no, you laugh and you, you know, said, yeah. So that's facts about the United Kingdom. Thank you for that, Hayden. Now, very soon we're going to be chatting to Dan and Chloe, and I think they've got a guitar, and I think they're going to be singing, and I think we're going to meet a few more students from St George's School.